Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You've tuned into Radiance by Design, and I'm really, really glad to be talking to you because we had one heck of a time getting my headset and microphone adjusted tonight. It was kind of my fault, delayed reaction. Now, I know a lot of you, this is Radiance by Design. This is where we want to radiate consciously. The idea is in Radiance by Design and in metaphysics, okay? You and I are learning to radiate out there. We're learning to really send messages of upliftment and belief. But there's been a lot going on out there, and a lot of you are kind of freaking out, aren't you? I think I'm having speaker problems again. Anyway, if you can't hear me, Doug, please get on and talk to me about it.
I can hear you great.
Oh, okay, thank you. So anyway, we've had some really bad news as far as guns in this country, and the news isn't brand new, but parts of it are brand new. And several people whom I have known and loved for a long time are writing and saying, "What can we do?" Well, you and I know that what we want to do is radiate at a higher level. We want to lift our fields and frequency. We do not want to get into fear consciousness. We do not want to drive people into their own reactions. We want to lift people so they feel safer and better out there. You understand? So what we're going to do tonight is have you call in. Can you call in? I want you to call in all the way through this show, and I want us to do things like one of my client friends, dear sweet Stephanie, has a wonderful chant. And if I can pull it up, she's too busy to come on tonight, but she'll come on next week. But she has a chant for peace. And I'm going, okay. And it's a really beautiful Hindu chant. We have other things like radiating into a vision. So if you and I call in the higher fields and frequency, we call in our guides and angels, we call in beings of light and truth, we call in your connection to your higher self, mine, and my connection with your higher self, your connection with mine. We can call in tremendous, tremendous lights. I remember years and years ago when I was first opening up to this sort of thing, and I was doing all my waking up stuff in the basement amongst the rafters and the laundry and all my studies. Supplies for studying for my graduate or for a university degree. And I started to do my big meditations there in that basement room because it was the only quiet place I had. And it was absolutely amazing how many lines, beautiful colored lines that I saw running between me and these stunning structures like pyramids and lines running between consciousnesses and so on. And it was just such a vigorous, vigorous event. But what it taught me, and can teach you as well, is that if we can get, we can keep creating those lines. What we are is tapping into existence. They're like ley lines, but they're not really ley lines. That we're tapping into existent flows of energy. And when we can get there, remember Peter Calhoun and various people saying, "Holy mackerel, we are so powerful, we just don't know how." Now I see that we have someone on line one already. Sharon, I'm so glad you're here. Hello, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good. How are you, darling?
I'm good. I've been experiencing what you're talking about. I obviously sense it in the larger, on the globe, all the tensions. And then with a specific family member recently, my brother, it's like he's suddenly extra fearful and really raging and very angry. And so I'm glad you're talking about what to do, whether it's energy-wise or word-wise. It's very
Well,
helpful.
and
Thank you.
what do you have any idea why he's angry?
It's so yes. Well, I'm gay and he's a very conservative minister,
Okay.
and recently he has become angry over when our father died 4 years ago. He's angry that I came to the funeral. He didn't think I should have been there.
Oh my
He's angry
gosh.
that I tried. Yeah, he thinks I was flaunting who I am. He's angry that I try sometimes to talk to his daughters, my nieces. He thinks that I'm trying to persuade them in unsavory manners.
Oh my Lord, isn't it funny? And do you know what I would say? I would say that he's just terrified and afraid all the time, isn't he? And
I
that,
think
see,
so too.
that's kind of Sharon what we were talking about at the beginning, which was it's the fear that creates the greatest problem. So our thing with him is you won't get a rational explanation because the fear is in his gut, isn't it? It's in his belly, his subconscious.
That's right.
Does that make sense to you?
It does. Yeah. It
Okay.
doesn't feel rational, and it also doesn't even feel personal. I feel like there's a lot. He's had career problems in the last few years and so forth. He says the world is going in the wrong direction. I mean, he's got a lot going on in terms of fear and concerns.
And is he
So
an
yeah.
extreme, is he an extreme Christian or is he as an
Yes.
extreme religious?
Yes. Yeah, he says Islam is an evil, evil religion, and he says the world is in an epic struggle between God and Satan, and that we're all warriors. And so, yeah.
I think, you know what I think? I'm just going to play with you for a minute, and then we'll get back to your brother.
Okay.
I think the world
Okay.
is in an epic struggle against empowerment and being held
Okay.
back by issues of power. That's what I
Okay.
think. And I think it's
Okay.
a breakthrough time, and a lot of us have to discover. So we've heard this before, Sharon and people at home, we've heard this that there's going to be two earths. I don't know how you feel about that. And one of them is where people are really consciously trying to radiate at a higher level or emanate higher consciousness. And the other one is where people are grabbing and holding on as hard as they can to the security beliefs that they have, you know. And
Okay.
I feel like your brother, bless his heart, he's actually a very sensitive guy and does mean well. He's hanging on for dear life. And it's the hanging on that is creating a lot of his, it's almost like he's boiling up inside. And he can't look at you and think that you're not the work of the devil because he's obsessed with whatever the devil is, you know?
Yes,
Right?
yes. Yes.
Isn't it sad?
Very. I feel like he's in just so much pain and just and thrash. I don't know if thrashing around, lashing out, I think is how it feels,
Well, what's
and just in
interesting
a lot
to,
of.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just was saying in a lot of directions, but go ahead. You were.
Well, it's just interesting to me because you're a perfect, and I'm really glad you called in first, sweetie, but you're a perfect example of someone who could then get really fear-based and be hiding from him and a whole bunch of things. And it's your job, you know this, and it's on this show, we're doing this, which is to radiate your fields, raise your fields in frequency and radiate at a higher level and absolutely send him love because you may not be able to change him in a minute, but you will
Right.
change your reaction and you will change the value of the what you would call it, the community, yourself, you know, like you have amazing power. You have a beautiful blue light in there and the ability to be very conscious. And I would say, and for everybody at home, consciousness is just being aware of what you're feeling, what you're doing, what you're putting out there, what you're receiving, what you're allowing yourself to be victimized by, and what you're allowing yourself to transcend. Is that not a simplistic way of putting consciousness?
I like that. I like that. And when you talked about the fear, my first reaction was fear and hiding. I was like, why is he bringing this all up again and make it go away?
Yeah, I don't
and
blame you.
yeah. So thank you. That really helps to and I've been thinking, how can I come back to him in a feeling of love and empathy? I keep thinking compassion because
Good
I just
girl.
do, yeah, I just feel so much pain coming from him. So
Yeah, and
thank
the
you for
thing
that.
is, you came from the same background, and I know your
That's right.
background was kind of challenging in a lot of ways. So he's got reasons. I also, he's not an antidepressant, is he?
I don't know. We're not that close. I don't know if he is or not. I was wondering about depression as well.
Yeah, because there's something going on in him, and I'm going, he's on something, and maybe he's supposed to be, but I'm going, it's not serving him too well right now. So I have this other theory, and first of all, I want to say to you, thank you for calling in. because you're a perfect example of how you have to grab something that could push you into the corner and raise yourself up out of the corner and lift it for other people, right? You know what I mean? It's like Terry Cole Whitaker said many years ago, something that a lot of us have passed on, which is, it's none of my business what you think of me. Have you heard that?
I think I have heard that. That's interesting, though. It resonates right now.
Yeah, it's quite a good simplistic thing, isn't it? And your brother, I think, is really stormy, and he's also hanging on for dear life to what he thinks he knows. And, you know, I don't need to say, I mean, you're a wonderful being, period. Whether you're gay or straight or upside down or right side up, it doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't make any difference, right?
Right, yes.
But you know what I want to do is one quick prediction, which is that when I look at you, I feel like one of your nieces is going to become very close to you, and I don't believe she's gay. So there.
Okay, excellent.
Isn't that kind of a fun thought?
That is a fun thought.
So she may be the one who interlocutor. But let's not worry about that, because that's the other thing I want to say to everybody. It's not about outcomes that we worry. It's like we back up and we see if we can rejoice in our own existence, and that lifts everybody around you. And it's hard work, heavy lifting sometimes, honey. But thank you so much for calling in. Yeah, you're wonderful.
Because my first reaction was fear about what if I lose the connection with the nieces? Much more concern. So thank you. I appreciate that a lot, and I will think about everything you've said and put it to heart.
Oh, that's great. And it makes me laugh to say one of your nieces is going to be very close to you and is not gay. I think that's hilarious.
Don't you? Thank you. Yes. It's funny and bright. I love it.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bless you.
Bless you. So this is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm all excited because I finished my book, and it's out there. We're having my first official book signing tomorrow night here in L.A. in Echo Park. And then I'm going to be driving up the country and stopping where I know some people until we're doing more book signing in Seattle and Everett. So if you're interested in my near-life experience, so am I. And you can order the book on Amazon, and we can talk about it. But we don't have to talk about it either. I'm just really excited about having done it. And thinking about Sharon's caller, thinking about her brother and the anger, think about these people that are out there shooting up various circumstances. I want to go, there's so many experiences in our society where people are distracted away from their true nature. Whether it's usually through fear, whether it's through pharmaceuticals, medications to help you not be depressed. And sometimes those are suppressing. And sometimes it's addictions, right? And sometimes it's the pace at which we speed through our lives. Sometimes it's the difficulty with finances and also trying to get through so many broken marriages and people trying to support kids. And eating foods that have been broken up so that, for example, intrinsic B vitamins in certain kinds of grain are now gone, and people don't get the support for their blood sugar and for their brain pattern. Somebody wrote me today and said it's very interesting because white rice is actually better for you and very nutritious than brown rice. And this person, young person who's very zealous and enthusiastic, said, "Ha, that's weird. We were taught that you had to have brown rice because white rice isn't good for you." And I went off musing on one of the good things about this article. It said some white rice can help release arsenic from your system. And we have quite a lot of arsenic in our toxic environment these days. In any case, I was pottering along doing a whole bunch of other things. I realized something, which is way back in the olden days, in the Adele Davis days and the early nutritional exploration days, I remember learning that the thing about white rice that wasn't great was it doesn't support your blood sugar. And then I thought about that. You know, if you don't have fiber in things, if they've broken it all up so that it's, you know, fast foods, high octane, and so on, you don't have anything to support your brain and blood sugar. And I'm going, you know, what this article should have read, and I didn't read written, I, excuse me, what should have been in the article, and I, to tell you the truth, did not read the whole thing, I didn't take the time yet, was that you and I have to decide. So if I eat a lot of white rice, at least at a meal, and my blood sugar drops, and then that's kind of what I mean. It's like a high octane. Sometimes if you're very, very sensitive on the blood sugar level, and it doesn't have any husks or whatever the brown part of the rice is, it can really alter your blood sugar. So some people will never find that because they don't have that problem. Other people who have precarious blood sugar could find that it drops your blood sugar or spikes it or whatever, as if it were a donut, you know? And I'm being extreme. In the middle of all that, there's ways of you and I breaking down what it is we need and how it makes us feel when the balance is correct. So that's my response to the person who's not going to be listening to this show, but I will phone her and tell her about it. And then back to people who are doing some, oh, we've got Lisa. Okay, first I'll go back to that when I finish speaking with Lisa. Lisa, come on the show. I'm glad to talk to you.
Hi there, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing, darling?
Pretty good.
Are you peaceful
glad
tonight?
Glad I'm listening to you. Huh?
Are you peaceful today?
I'm working out some things, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, let's talk about it.
Yeah, once a month now, because I feel like I'm going through so many trials, but I don't even know if I called for a specific reason anymore. I just like listening to your voice. It brings me peace.
Well, you know, that's a nice thing because that's an easy way to get peace.
You know.
But I want to say this already to you because you're going through a lot. And I admire that because sometimes it seems like it's imposed on us. But you've been pretty diligent about working on it. And I want to say another thing, that sometimes we can feel peace in the middle of that if we can trust that the process is really taking us somewhere, if that makes sense. And I believe your process is.
That's my question, because I'm starting to like lose hope. Like, and I don't mean that in like a depressive way. I guess I'm saying, well, maybe this is my lot. Maybe this is what, and it sounds crazy, but after so many things consistently have been happening to me, I'm almost like, I hate giving up my dream, like to get married, have kids, actually live a great life. Like it's all kind of blurry now because I feel like I'm underneath this whole process of, I don't know, purging so many things. So I guess you can tell me the truth. You can be honest. Do you see, like, is there clouds coming? Or are the clouds in the parts? Or is there just more stuff that I just have to go through?
Okay, you're not probably going to like this. How old are you now, Lisa? 44? No.
Yeah.
Are you? Okay. I'm not seeing right now, today, okay, and make me wrong, I'm not seeing children unless it comes through somebody who's got a child, A. B, I see the crux of your soul. Now, this is something that could install peace in a lot of us, even when we're going through rambunctious times and challenges, is I see right in the crux of your soul's journey, this transformational period. And if you're going to go through an initiation, and if you're going to, we talked about how there's a shift supposed to be on the planet and there could possibly be two Earths. I always say possibly because I never quite know what I, capital B, believe in, okay? I try to go ahead and believe and then hand them to the angels. And I'm seeing you having a very deep and very, very sensitive transformational time. And you're doing a good job. It's like you're plucking from way inside some really deep, beautiful lights. And I want to say it's because of evolving. You're evolving. So, like, the whole idea that you dream about of having home and family and a stability and a security, I think that that's all in the smelter, not only for you, but for a lot of people right now. because we have to evolve as a species. Guess why? Because we're off there killing everybody and stealing things and all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. We can't live like that. We have overpopulation. We could feed everybody, but we're too busy hoarding the food, you know? So everybody, at least a huge critical mass of people, have to shoot up and evolve and become a higher nature. And you're one of those. You look like you have this beautiful kind of spiraling light inside that wants to rise up so she can see a different way of being and feel a different way of being. So I know it's not what you wanted to hear, but I also see you being involved in a relationship in a while.
Because are things going to get better? Like, I don't know.
Like financially?
And even financially, yes. Because I'm down to my last bits, and I'm like, I've never been here before. This is unique.
How's your health? What's wrong with your health?
It's mostly, and I hate talking about it because it all seems like vanity issues, but now my my hair stopped falling out, but now my teeth are moving.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So there's always these little things that are very drastic and jarring to me, and I'm trying to just take them on. Like, okay, this is the next issue that I have to deal with.
But you know, I want to say this about a lot of that. First of all, there's a hyperacidity in you, and this is for a lot of people at home. I want you to think about this. When your system gets hyperacid, then your teeth, all kinds of stress things will happen in an extreme way. And what we're talking about tonight is finding peace in the middle of a rather chaotic world and emanating peace, right? We're going to do a meditation of surrender in a minute. But I also want to tell you something my brilliant daughter taught me. She sent me a little pot, a very cute little pot of black toothpaste that she made up. And she studied and studied on the internet, you know, to figure out how to get toothpaste made that remineralizes your teeth. I would want you to do something like that. And part of the reason for that, Lisa, is that your system, because you've been anxious, lonely, broke for a long time, it's like your system is shuddering, you know. And I'm going, I see a hyperacidity at times, and I see a mineral deficiency, and I'm going, why don't you do two mints in one, or whatever the latest ads are for that, and try to do some remineralization stuff, because you're going to learn a lot. And I do see you getting an income. I see it coming up, and I've seen it for quite a while. I don't know why it's taking so long, but it's there. And it's not vain to be sorry that your hair is falling out, because it's an indicator. How's your thyroid?
No, it stopped falling out. And I believe it was because of my stomach. I remember I did a lot of energy work on my stomach over the summer. And I remember that the day that something shifted, my hair stopped falling out. So it doesn't fall out.
Well, now, and what's happening to your teeth? They're not actually falling out. They're just falling apart.
No, but then my jaw shifted the very next day. So it's just kind of like the energy moved around.
the what happened the next day?
My jaw shifted. I don't know if you know what that is, but sometimes your jaw shifts.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to my mouth. And because my jaw shifted, now the teeth are moving. So I'm sure I can fix it with about $10,000 worth of Invisalign, but right now there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, but I think you should get into the remineralization thing, because it's my teeth used to get really loose under stress. Have you ever had that experience?
No, never. I've always had perfect teeth.
Seriously?
But I know why it shifted. I won't go into great detail, but I know why it's happening. I just have to fix it. I just need for things, the bad stuff, to stop happening.
I don't know, you know, if you're, now listen to this, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. when you're in a time of transformation, it's like all kinds of things have to be moved in you and through you, and you could say it's all the bad stuff that's happening, and I'm going, well, you could say you're being chipped away so you can be a beautiful piece of sculpture, right? you know, and it's not quite done yet. You should be out of this phase within the next year for sure. This has gone on for what, 4 years, 5 years?
Yeah.
Seems a little much, doesn't
it?
It's
going to be another year of this. I'm not going to be able to make through another year of this. I can't do that.
I don't think it's like that. When you have to do another year, it's not like that. It's like it should be totally done within a year. That's a little different. Yeah, I don't know which day, but it looks like it's dissipating, and it doesn't look like it's going to get worse and worse. It looks like it's going to kind of peter out, and you'll go, wow, that was enough. Right?
Yeah. Well, I'll keep you posted.
I want you to, so don't be worried about phoning in. So now we're going to do a little peace exercise. I'm trying to decide whether to do peace or surrender. So we'll talk to you very soon, Lisa, and thank you for calling in. I love
I'll listen
you
in. Thank
Good.
You again. Okay.
All right. Bye. Thank you. So that was an interesting thing, because there's a number of you out there that are going through what we call initiation periods. And one of the hardest things, initiation is when most of what you have figured out doesn't happen, and things don't connect, and things fall apart. And actually, most of us in the intuitive world, or the psychic seeing and experiencing world, or the conscious transformational world, have gone through hellish initiation periods. Lisa's been going through a really nasty one for quite a while, and you know who you are. I can see five of you right at this very moment who have been going through like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm going, it's okay, because what happens is the refinement of your, let's call it your dharma, your purpose for being, gets shined up and is very refined in the core of your being when all these things happen. So let's all take a few minutes. This is a very, very short meditation. But I did it recently, and somebody said, oh my gosh, you should do this more often. So I still want to do something on peace, so we're going to do that after this. But when you're in a meditation, and when you're in a transformational time or an initiation time, and nothing is working for you, you know those times. I've been there where like, oh, okay, so I'm not the kind of person where anything works for, at least right now. That's a huge, more than a clue, that's like a whack over the head with a 2x4 saying, guess what? You've got to change, and what's got to rise in you is going to come from the deepest levels of your soul's journey, or your subconscious, or your unconscious, or your superconscious, or your soul's journey, or whatever you want to tabulate as the source energy as well. But you also are a capsule of all of that too. So here's what we want to do, is we want you all to take a couple of deep breaths. I notice your body just giving up its tensions when you do that. One more. Now we're kind of feeling softer and more gentle. And we're going to walk into a garden, a pretty garden. It can be manicured. It can be wild. It's your choice. This is your dream. Walk into this garden, and you're there on purpose. You're there to be in its delight. And look ahead of you. There's this beautiful kind of like an altar-like stand of some sort. Mine is rock. Yours doesn't have to be. It can be whatever you like. And on it, we're going to see divine, whatever represents the divine to you at this moment. And I won't tell you what I see, because you have to do it your way, right? Take a few deep breaths and fold your hands in prayer and look at the divine. And now I want you to lie flat on the ground with your forehead touching the ground, and just lie from head to toe flat on the ground, with your arms sticking out toward our divinity, and just lie there. Right? So you're flat on the ground with your arms pointed forward, and then you say, I surrender. And you keep saying it to the divine, I surrender, I surrender, I surrender, I surrender. When you do that, it's really amazing. Because you'll find yourself getting, some of you will get very restless, like I used to jump up and go, am I done yet? Am I done yet? But the reality of it is, because I'm kind of a Dickens, the reality of it is you surrender, surrender, surrender until you're like a pool of, I don't know, water, oil. You're just this pool in there. I surrender and just pay attention, because even though you're sitting up, maybe you're walking around, in the vision, you're in total supine position and you're surrendering, and you can feel it throughout your entire body. And even surrender your mind, good, to the divine. Yeah. Boy, I feel like I can feel the energy grow and build. It's beautiful. And just lie there for a few minutes. Good. And some of you will feel this. Sometimes a being, I don't know what it would be, will pick you up and say, okay, you're done. And some of you will just have to get yourself up when you feel like you've surrendered enough. And make a little bow toward the divinity. Good. And now let's come back into this room. And that's a simple little meditation you can do anywhere. You can do it. Nobody knows what you're doing. You can be at the store. You can be driving, I think. You better watch that. And, you know, you can be talking to someone who's giving you some argument or whatever, and inside you can surrender to the divine. It's a really amazing way to be peaceful when things aren't going, in quotes, your way. And it's also a really, really good way to receive the next level of guidance, I guess, eh? It's a great way to receive new inspiration, new instructions. It's such a simple exercise, and it's so deep and so rich. And very often things will begin to change around you. And why is that? Because we could probably make it linear and say that's because your attachments, like Lisa or other people that I know who want to have, for example, home and family and babies, they may have to release that part, surrender that gift that you want to your guides and angels. Maybe it's going to come back easier, better. Maybe it's not, but something else is going to come back. You would be very, very surprised when you surrender what sorts of things roll toward you. It's amazing. Now, I hope some more of you are going to call in. I've loved Sharon's call and Lisa's call. And I think we're going to do the structures right now, because I want us to build a sense of peace. So let's get the guides and angels to join us as we build our structures. After having a nice state of surrender, the structures really feel great, don't they? Up above your head, about 2 miles, put a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop the golden pyramid from the upper golden ball down to about waist height. Push it out. And upside down, another pyramid, and we're going to poke it into the lower golden ball. And now inside of that pyramid, the two pyramids together make a diamond. And inside of that structure, we're going to put a crystal ball. For some reason, that made my stomach gurgle. The crystal ball is a very feminine energy. You can feel it is softer. It is containing, but there's no angles to it, is there? It's very feminine. And then inside of that, there's a star tetrahedron. And you're in the star tetrahedron. It's like a three-dimensional Star of David. Good. And you're in that. And it's also known as your Merkaba, or your light body. It's a vehicle with which, when you spin it up and you really can activate it, it's the tool you're going to use to shift dimensions. We talked about two Earths, and it is like shifting dimensions in a way, isn't it? Although they're not quite the same thing still. It's nice to have the art of looking at the possibility of being in a slightly different reality or a slightly different realm, isn't it? Especially if we're finding we don't feel peaceful in this realm. Okay. And so now I want you to call in. So now we have, I'm changing my mind a minute, so excuse me for a sec. Okay, so we're going to do our thing. We've got a project. What are you going to become? And I want you to see all the resources and you becoming what it is you want to become in life. You know what I always say. I want to be consciously multidimensional. What is it you want? Good. And as I see that the angels and guides and the beautiful beings of light are helping me, guiding me into a higher frequency existence so that I can have optional frequency levels. Good. I can feel it. And when I know it's going like that, wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And now we've got a project here. What is the project? Okay. And this project is something you really want to do. See all the resources, the people, the places, the things, the moolah, anything you need to foment the creation of this project of yours. It might be home and family, Lisa. It might be another Lisa wants that as well. It might be home and family, but it might also be a world travel. It might also be starting a business. It might also be running for office. It might also be traveling to space. Who knows? It might also be guiding your own kids through college. Doesn't matter. Just see all the pieces come together. And then you can go, woohoo, my project is very healthy. And now we're going to have that project sustain itself. We're going to see all the resources, the people, the money, everything help that project sustain itself until its natural denouement, its natural time of fading. Good work. I see a lot of you doing it. Now wrap it in light, move it over to the left, and now let's open the Galactic Healing Center. What is the Galactic Healing Center? It's the place where we go to heal, right? And so we're going to call in. You and I have an amazing team of beings of light, okay? We have an amazing team. And out of that team, which has realms and realms and realms of consciousnesses around you, between you and, not between you, but en route to source, which is flowing right through your beingness, okay? And out of that, we're going to ask to experience making me yawn. Goodness, that usually means I'm catching an energy that I'm trying to move through. It caught me unawares. We're calling in our healing team. Those are the beings that are in these amazing realms of beings and consciousnesses, and have 6 or 8 or 9 or something wrap around this table, this beautiful, beautiful healing table. I can almost smell it. It's got some flower essence stuff all around it. And then I want you to come in and lie down on that healing table. Good. And then I want you to decide what it is you want to have healed tonight. I'm going to lie there as well. What is it you want to have healed in yourself? We're talking about peace tonight, so I think I have some issues about that I would like to have them work on with me. And immediately they've got their hands on my head and they're moving my spine. There's something about my vertebrae. There we go. Woo, I can really feel that. They're working with my vertebrae and really sorting out something that's going on the lower end. What's going on with you? And then when you ask them a question, you ask for results for your question. See if they give you an answer. Yeah, that's really fun. Now wrap that in light. I keep yawning, and what that tells me is I'm either catching something from all of us, the millions and millions that are online here with me. Or my own energy is coming up for me to transform. So now let's move to the next one and have our team replicate themselves, stand around the next table, or bringing somebody in. Excuse me. We're going to bring in, maybe we should bring in more than one, right? Let's bring in a couple of people that are involved, very, very involved in the violence. Yeah. I heard that it was a man and woman in San Bernardino. Let's bring in their spirits. And let's wrap them in light. Okay, so there's some very interesting things going on here. We're asking the healing teams to work with them. We've got the teams replicating themselves twice, and they have banks and banks and banks of healing going on. That's it. It's really interesting because the woman they're showing has been through a lot in her life, and the whole thing about guns and all of that's pretty normal for her. So I would say she has PTSD. I don't know where she's from, but she's been in a kind of a war zone before. So it's like people like that just need an awful lot of healing so that they don't just accept that kind of thing. And it turns out that the husband looks like he's been kind of demented, or he's a little bit out of it. And someone suggested to me today that maybe he's on antidepressants, because a lot of times in the first six weeks of antidepressants, people get suicidal thoughts, or they don't all pop off at that point. But it's really worth contemplating why, when people get that agitated and edgy, they take it out on people that are kind of harmless, right? So we're seeing both these people being, even though they're now in spirit form, we're seeing both of them be worked on. Because it's my understanding that when you're in spirit form, we can actually do a fair amount here on this planet to release people from the attachments that we have to their egregious behavior. We can release a lot of things back and forth. Yeah, there we are. I'm busily moving my arms back and forth in case you hear a funny sound. There we are. What I want to say is, especially the woman has been through so much in her life that I don't think she feels very much. She hasn't felt compassion. One of the things that Sharon mentioned is that that's something that's really crucial. We really need compassion, because we can't handle nasty people or crazy people or whatever if we don't have a lot of compassion. Otherwise, we just get into the reactions back and forth, don't we? Okay, so let's wrap that in light. Move it over to the side. And now let's bring it in. Let's see who wants to come in. Okay, so we have a variety of things. Here's a couple. And they've broken up in a very nasty way, okay? So there's two beds over here, two little tables. And the healing teams replicate themselves there, but we want to have a huge, long bank of them. Now, here we've got the... and I saw a thing and I didn't read it all again, because things move past you so fast, that Monsanto was going to be taken to international court. Woo! I don't know. We better look that up if you find any information about that. So let's put it up on one of the tables, on the healing table. Yeah. Because to me, that if the people on Wall Street, for example, if the people who are in Cheney's cahoots, or if the people who are fomenting war in various places were taught peace and compassion, they wouldn't do that, would they? The whole thing would shift. So let's put four tables out and let's put various categories of people. I want the Monsanto people on one, right? And because there's a thing about compassion. If people don't have compassion, then they don't really feel the empathy for someone else who could get hurt. You see what I mean? And that's a very, very important thing for us all to remember, because what we're going to do when we want to install peace is we want to call in the highest beings. And here we are all lying on the table with some difficult core power issues. We're calling in the beings of light and truth. Now we're asking to infuse us, to install tremendous peace in us and have it run through our body and reflect back out at the world, at the Isis or the Is, at the subtle, the underground power issues that are out there that are controlling things that we could never vote for the inequities on the finances and the banks. We're just going to keep sending light to these various things. And whoever it was that we were talking to earlier, the whole concept is that you need to sometimes say how you feel. Because after you've said how you feel, you can work with it. If it's lodged inside of you and you don't even know what it is, then it's a big problem, right? Okay, and now we're going to wrap all that in light and hand it to the world and send it flying round and round the world. Even our couple, who I didn't spend much detail on, we're going to send them around the world having compassion and love and light for all humanity. That's it. And so we're going to send those off, and then we want to move them all to the left, and they can percolate in this beautiful light energy. And now we're going to do a big political one. I want to do something for my friend Carol before we go into the political one. Carol needs upliftment and support, and I know that she's working very, very hard on herself. So we're going to put a fresh table in with the healing team around it, and we're going to put Carol on this table. She has pain 24/7, and because she can't go anywhere or do anything, her teeth have gone bad, and I don't know, she's probably resolved some of the issues that she had before. But I want her to know that we're not just dropping her off the table here. We're putting her back up and making sure she feels the guidance is there for her. That's it. And each of us has guidance, right? And we're going to wrap Carol up, move it over to the side. And now we're going to do our healing political one. Who is it we'd like? Okay, do we want to do the... I want to put Obama up there because... I think this is what my philosophy is about him. I think he's essentially a really good guy. I don't think he knew how to keep himself safe from the coercions that were available for him and the lobbying that was available for him. And I really feel at times I feel a huge compassion for him because it's just an awful job. I would not give you 2 cents for that job, and nobody's asking me to run for president. So there you have it. So, Hillary, you can sleep at night, darling. Anyway, so I think we'll put Obama up there, and I want us to send him compassion, comprehension, understanding, love, even if you're not a Democrat, okay? Let's just flood Mr. Obama with the potential of healing light. Because if I look at you and I say, wow, you have the potential to be amazing, wow, I really see your light. You're going to have much greater performance than if I say, look, I don't like your freckles and you've got some bent toes. I'm sorry. You're not good enough for me. You're going to probably stumble. You're probably going to be a little bit confused about what your life is all about, right? So we're sending Mr. Obama some beautiful light about his world and his work. And now let's fill him. I want to take these spiraling golden lights, okay, spiraling golden lights, and have them spiral up his legs. They're like bottle washers, only these are lights, and have them move up his legs. Yeah, right up his torso, through the perineum, through the belly, through the solar plexus, through the chest, through the neck. And up into the head. Yeah, and that light goes way out into the great central sun, turns around, pops back in, and goes down through the top of his head, whirling, whirling round and round, whirling around his neck, whirling around his shoulders, whirling around his stomach, whirling around his belly, whirling around his thighs and his knees, and his sense of humor. and his calves and his feet. My goodness. And now I really like this. So we're going to, whatever you're feeling frustrated with a dynamic leader, or you're feeling impotent regarding yourself, start to send those lights, because they are lights of compassion, but send a, like a big golden bottle washer through the person or around the person. You don't have to use gold. You can use a violet flame as well, a Saint Germain's gift. Now, let's see. Is there anyone else online? No, it's almost time for us to say goodbye. So I know that what we're going to do is look out there and send lights of peace and as much love as we can contrive. Remember, if you're frustrated, if you're angry, bring it up first. Bring it up first. Bring it up first. Bring it up first. Because it's when we have these trapped rages and so on, they get triggered by what I was going to start talking about is broken up foods and lack of support. Speed and, a lot of the pressures of home and family and broken family and mistrust and doodly-doo. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, hey, go on Amazon and find my book, My Near Life Experience. And if you like it, read it, send me a review on Amazon. It's really important. It'll help build my my numbers. I don't usually play the numbers game, but I'm playing it right now. And I'd love any feedback from you about my book, My Near Life Experience, or How Do I Know When I'm Really Me? This is Veronica Entwistle. Call me if you'd like a session, veronicaentwistle.com. Hit the Ask Veronica button, or veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. I think I'm repeating my name a lot, so you've probably got it by now. Many, many blessings, and I will talk to you next week from up in the Pacific Northwest. Much love. Much love.